Did he call them that?
No, he called them corduroys. And they were pants. They weren't...
Did he use the word trousers, or... Or is that something different?
Well, I suppose they did. See, I was only 13 years old when my father died, so I don't know too much about him. Uh-huh. And, we, kind of had to come up the hard way. My mother was left with six kids. And
that's too bad. Thirteen years old when your father died? And there were younger ones, younger kids in the family?
Two younger than I was.
How young was the youngest one?
He was nine. And my sister was 2 years younger than I was.
Well, I guess we should move on to foods now, if that's all right. What's this, something you grow in the garden and then you eat it using two...
Corn.
Uh-huh. And that would be called?
Roasting ears.
Okay. And those things you pull down off the side of the cob, those are called?
Husks.
Okay. And the thing that turns brown at the top of the ear, are you acquainted with that?
Sip.
Okay. And at the top of the plant, you know what those are? The
tassels.
Okay. Is there there's a type of vegetable that you eat. You can either eat the dried seed or you can eat the pod.
Beans?
Uh-huh. Are there different types of beans? Maybe you could explain a few things.
Well, there's green beans and the wax beans are the yellow ones usually.
Okay.
And dry beans, they're navy beans. And there's lima beans. They're big fat ones.
Uh-huh. Okay. What about, can you think of any other things you might grow in your garden?
Well, we had carrots and peas and cabbages and radishes and lettuce and just most anything then. Squash.
What types of squash?
Cucumbers. Well, we used to have the big Hubbards. And the summer squash, they were the little white patties, they called them, and the little yellow crooknecks.
Did you have the green ones, the little green ones? Or not at all, I guess.
No, I don't think we had those. We had pumpkins.
Okay. What about those things that grow in the garden that are sort of a round orange or red fruit that a lot of people like to eat? I guess about fist size.
Tomatoes.
Mm-hmm. You ever grow those?
Yeah, we used to have tomatoes. It's kind of hard to grow tomatoes here because they don't always ripen. The season. We used to get a frost about the 10th or the 15th of September.
Can you grow those little ones?
They grow better than the bigger ones.
And what do you call those little ones?
Cherry tomatoes. Mm-hmm. Now, there were some people, some places, that they had lots of ripe tomatoes, but we never had too good. I think you have to have kind of a south hillside, maybe sand for tomatoes, and our garden was heavier soil.
So, did you ever eat them green?
I used green tomato preserves and...
Uh-huh.
Green tomato pie. I cook green tomatoes with onions.
Do you like that? Is that pretty good? You still cook that now?
Mm-hmm. I cooked some the other day, and people said, well, they never heard of eating green tomatoes and onions. They'd eaten the ripe ones and onions.
Well, you fry them?
No. You just boil your onion until it's practically done, then put your green tomato in it, and your salt and pepper and butter and a little ginger, and they're good.
It sounds good. What about these things that Idaho is famous for growing?
Potatoes, spuds.
Did you grow different types of those when you grew up?
We always grew the red ones. We never grew the white ones.